be surprised by this, but it's nice to see, when we talk about things here, to see it come out in big headlines, and you say, well, there it is. Things you already knew, but it is legitimized, I suppose, by the headlines that are put out there. What I'm talking about is that Joe Biden has received less negative coverage in the press than any president on record. Pretty simple to figure out. He's gotten a pass through all of it. He got a pass through 2019 through 2020. He hid in his basement for all of the election, coming out rarely. The least negative coverage of any president on record ever, Joe Biden. So if you've ever wondered whether or not the mainstream media was in bed with the Democrats, you need not wonder. Absolutely true. One of the most trusted names in research has found that President Joe Biden, this is from the Daily Wire, has received less negative coverage from the legacy media than any president. That comes from Pew Research Center. So there you go, Esquire Bob, who you don't think that people have their thumb on it. Yes, they do. Esquire Bob's always said, well, they don't do this. And like, yes, they do, Bob. Joe Biden is a dangerous and disconnected individual who should not be leading this country, and he really isn't leading this country, to be fair. Among other surprising findings, the Pew Research Center notes that half of the stories about the Biden administration still mention Donald Trump, the former president. Half of all stories involving Joe Biden mention Donald Trump. They just can't live without him. I wish I could quit you. Pew also finds that conservatives follow political news more closely than liberals. If you're saying that conservatives are better educated on what's actually going on in the world, completely true. Completely true. And that Americans as a whole think the media spend too much time covering systemic racism and not enough time talking about the illegal immigration crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Also true. I mean, Joe Biden says there's systemic racism, but Americans aren't racist. You can't have it both ways. If Americans aren't racist, how do you have systemic racism that's built in? It's not. It's not. The Pew Research Center has analyzed the media coverage of the first 60 days of every presidency, including Bill Clinton. As this most recent finding suggests, that media coverage of the Biden-Harris administration ranks as the most favorable and least critical it's ever seen. The most favorable, least critical it's ever seen, despite these far-left wacko ideas. Pew Research, not exactly a friend of conservatives, saying, hey, you guys are getting the shaft here. More than one of every four media stories about Biden has been positive, 27%. Where there was only the legacy media. Let's see here. The positive coverage of Barack Obama initially, which was higher. The media ran five times as many positive stories about Joe Biden's first days in office than it did about President Trump. Five times, I think that's probably low. Donald Trump received just 5% positive stories, as the media often fixated on lurid and ultimately discredited stories, stories that had no foundation in fact, stories of Russian prostitutes, the Steele dossier, all of that garbage manufactured and purchased by Hillary Clinton and her campaign and then disseminated by her friends in the mainstream legacy media. Even with the amount of office, the media can't stop talking about Donald Trump. Well, of course, he brought them ratings. He made them money. Money! We got to keep trying to talk about him, which it must kill them, honestly. They've got to be hoping, come on, Facebook, help us out here. Come on, Facebook, you're killing me. You need to help me here so that we can make some more money with Donald Trump. Trump himself was mentioned in about half the stories about the new Biden administration. Virtually no difference in the frequency of those mentions of Trump and Biden stories across outlets with left-leaning audiences, 50% of the stories. Outlets with right-leaning audiences, 47% of the stories. And again, oh, here it is. What did I just say? They need ratings. It makes money. One reason may be that the media hope to juice sagging ratings because Joe Biden is boredom personified. That's right. He's Dullsville. Overall, Pew says that news coverage of President Joe Biden's early days in office was modestly more negative than positive during his first 100 days. Where? Where did I see any negative coverage of this clown? Help me and I'll know. 46% of U.S. adults say the early coverage they've seen about Biden was positive. Only 14% said it was negative. I think that tells you everything you need to know. Joe Biden has been given a pass by the media. A pass by the media that now loves Liz Cheney. The media and the Democrats who now love Liz Cheney, who they despise, of course, until she takes shots at Donald Trump, at which point they fall in love with her. They'll do anything they can. Oh, my gosh, Liz Cheney is wonderful, is she? By the way, approval polls for the president currently. Economist YouGov poll, his approval rating at 49%. Disapprove at 46%, still on top of that one. Rasmussen is at 50% approve, 47% disapprove, so plus three there. But he's teetering right at the line. And again, you have to ask yourself, where do they get these people? Where do they ask these people about, you know, do you approve? Meanwhile, by the way, I should mention this. It's important. A judge has struck down the federal moratorium on evictions, which means people can be evicted, and the Biden administration is going to appeal. Landlords got a big victory. From U.S. District Judge Dabney Friedrich in the District of Columbia, ruling yesterday the federal government has overreached with enacting a ban on evictions, and that moratorium no longer stands. Those eviction notices are going to fly today. They have to. You can't continue to keep people housed that, well, you know. All right, so it's summer's around the corner. I want you to get involved with the Independence Day giveaway from Grilla Grills. You can find out more about how to win a brand new Silverback Alpha Connect at stevegruber.com. A Silverback Alpha Connect could be yours anywhere in America. You have to go to stevegruber.com. You have to start there. You'll learn more about the machine. You could have the greatest summer ever with a brand new Silverback Alpha Connect grill. It's a pellet grill. It's a smoker. It's all of your dreams come true. Go to stevegruber.com right now.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Great high school athletes learn a lot more from playing multiple sports. They improve their hand-eye-foot coordination. They work different muscle groups. They learn from different coaching styles and teammates. They learn the benefits of being the star of one team and the backup who makes the stars shine on another. Be wise. Don't specialize. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.